Well, every week for the last several months, anyway, we've been visiting with Carla Blanton from Commerce Lexington. She has done her time as the – I'm not sure I'm going to have – Bob Quick, good morning. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine. Give me your title.
President and CEO.
Okay, so you're the new guy that took Carla's place. Is that right?
No, Carla was our volunteer – chair of our board.
Okay.
And I'm the paid person, so
okay.
to speak.
You're the boss.
So, yes.
Well, Carla's done a wonderful job.
On certain days.
Carla, yeah, exactly. Yeah, just try. Carla's done a wonderful job. We're glad to have you here. Bob, what is your background?
I've been in the Chamber of Commerce profession for 30 years, 16, almost 17 of those years with the Lexington Chamber, now called Commerce Lexington.
Right, good.
So I've been around a long time. Lexington's our home. We love it here. This is a great place, and we're excited. We've raised a family here. So we're just glad. And I'm glad to be on your show and participating in this segment a couple times a month.
That sounds great. Now, tell me the legislative session underway in Frankfort this week, some of the key issues that could be addressed and those being monitored by Commerce Lexington.
Well, there's going to be, most likely, there's going to be hundreds of bills filed, but I think if you talk to most legislators, which we've been spending a lot of time with here in the last month, actually, it's year-round. We have a full-time public policy person on staff, mm-hmm. and so we spend the whole year interacting with legislators. But here lately, we've been interacting, and everybody's saying in the 60-day session, pension reform will probably be the first issue out of the gate that everybody knows has to be dealt with. And then there's the development of the state's two-year budget and road plan. That's something we have to approve. Tax reform is always high on the list. Tax reform is one of those very difficult issues also to tackle, but I think everyone realizes that's another one of the challenges we have to get our hands around. Workers' compensation reforms we're hearing and medical liability reforms we're hearing will be another couple issues. But there's a whole list, and depending on what group you'd be talking with right now,
right.
Everybody tends to have their list of things they're most concerned about.
How does Commerce Lexington decide which issues to focus on during the year?
Well, like I said, it's a year-round process. We have approximately 40 volunteer members. They represent a broad spectrum of our membership that includes large and small business, education groups, utilities, nonprofits, local government. The 40 volunteer member council studies issues, interacts with legislators, the powers that be, come up with position statements, and then we take those to our board of directors ultimately for approval. And the areas that we tend to focus on are education, healthcare, competitiveness, economic development, energy and environment, tax and regulatory policy. And I'd have to say the one issue that I've dealt with for 30 years has been public policy. Most people hate public policy. However, because it's like grinding, making sausage, it's just a difficult process. There's a lot of compromise. There's a lot of gray areas. People want it to be black or white.
Right.
And without the right public policy, you don't have the right economic development. So public policy drives everything we do across the Commonwealth and especially here in Central Kentucky.
Would you comment on the recent announcement about the relocation by EnerBlue to Lexington and Pikeville?
Well, that is a huge victory for the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and I emphasize the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The entire Commonwealth is going to benefit on the announcement that EnerBlue, which is a manufacturer of batteries for buses, military vehicles, energy grid storage. Matter of fact, they kind of come under the guise of energy solutions. They are massive, great company. We've been working with them for some time. They're going to put their relocate their headquarters from California to Lexington. That's going to create around 100 jobs here in Lexington with a base salary of around $83,000 annually plus benefits. And those jobs will be administrative, research and development, and executive positions. And then they're going to be doing a $372 million investment in Pikeville, and that'll be their new production facility located there, creating an additional 875 jobs in eastern Kentucky. And so construction on a 1 million square foot high-tech facility will start around mid-2019. 2018 with the opening plan for 2020. So this is a big deal. This is a great win for the Commonwealth. The governor and the Cabinet for Economic Development deserves lots of kudos. Jenna Greathouse on Commerce Lexington and her team, Kevin Atkins in the mayor's office, Pikeville public, private leaders, sector leaders. This was a great win to get that company here in Kentucky.
Great news. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you. Have a good day.